piece of shit.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. Here's Sloppy Seconds. Sloppy Seconds on Pogo City Radio. How's everybody doing out there? Thanks for joining us on Pogo City Radio. Now, we gave you guys kind of a double dose of Pogo over the weekend. Hope you guys liked that a lot. We had our normal Friday episode, and then on Saturday, we did a little Crazy and the Brain special. Hope you guys enjoyed that. If you guys missed it, go back to the archives or just the show right before this one. Pretty sure it's titled Crazy and the Brains on Pogo City Radio. Not that hard to find. You should be able to manage. Go back. It was a fun time. And then we had an even better time last night, hanging out with some friends of ours, playing some games, some dirty adult games. I think the one we were playing was called Bad People. Basically, what it was is that everybody had an obnoxious identity card, be it a big black dildo or a bong or a condom with holes in it. And then we were asked bad statements like who's the most likely to get fat after marriage? And then we all had a vote on vote who would get fattest after marriage. So it was a bit awkward, an interesting icebreaker. You know, some of those questions, especially about the female figure, a figure you'd be better off dead than answering. So here are the stitches now with Better Off Dead.
Well, you better gain it. You must lose it again.
See, now I've heard that the Stitches are coming back to the East Coast this spring. And I hope it's true. Would love to see the Stitches. That's one of the bands that I have never had the chance to see. You know, all them California bands. They're normally, I can't talk too much shit because they are, but normally, you know, they're just too cool to come to the East Coast nowadays. I don't know. Maybe it's too cold for them. Maybe it's too mean for them. But obviously, it's not too cold and mean for the Stitches because they're coming over. So we respect them. Because we really care about the East Coast scene, you know what I'm saying? But if you West Coast kids are good enough to come out and visit us out East, we'll love you guys too. So why don't we start getting some bigger shows back on the East Coast? Like, you know, they got the Fuck You We Rule Okay and the LA Punk Invasion and the Vegas Punk Bowling. Whatever happened to fucking Holidays in the Sun and fucking Viva La Punk and CBGBs and matinees? What happened, East Coast? Sometimes I feel like me and my group of friends are the only punk rockers left on the East Coast. So why don't you motherfuckers come out of the woodwork? We don't care how old you are. We don't care how young you are. We just care that you want to dance. And here's the Street Brats now with the Kids Just Wanna Dance. Street Brats coming out of Chicago, by the way. The Street Brats. Coughing my head off over here. Now,
I may have f***ed up here.
Yeah, seriously, need that bong noise again. But I had the chance to catch the Street Brats at Viva La Punk, at CBGB's in, I don't know, 2002, 2001. It was the first year after Holidays in the Sun. The Holidays in the Sun went down at the Stone Pony, and then the next year, it was Viva La Punk. And you know, I just really wish there was more festivals like that around here. And I always tell everybody, you know what I mean? The scene is only as good as you make it. So get off your lazy, drunk ass, especially you East Coast kids. I mean, part of the reason that the East Coast scene is nowhere near as big as the West Coast scene, it's the East Coast people's fault. Get off your lazy drunk asses. Start putting these shows back together. Start putting these bands back together. Money, 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 money. Blah, 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 blah. We'll figure that shit out. Just fucking do it. Wayne's World style. Book them and they will come. Book them and they will come. Wayne's World 2, actually. Jim Morrison. Speaking of Jim Morrison, let's get to the Templars with The 60s Are Over. Thank God the 60s are dead. That was the Templars. This is the Toy Dolls. Dig that groove, baby. The Toy Dolls on. Why don't we keep the punk rock pumping with the U.S. bomb and your country. On tour now. Go check them out. That was the U.S. bombs on.
Pogo City Radio.
All right, now this is the time I got to remind you guys to hit up
PogoCityRadio.com.
Hit up PogoCityRadio.com. Give us a like. Give us a follow on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, Podbean. Leave us some comments. It helps out a lot, guys. It brings us on the screens of more people so more people can hear these awesome kick-ass tunes. My sexy, gorgeous, lovely voice, which is still for I've had a busy weekend on Pogo, and I've just had a terrible voice all weekend. Been getting over a cold, but you know, shit happens. You know, it's free. All we ask is that you share it and comment and subscribe and play it, you asshole. Well, actually, you're not an asshole, because I'm pretty sure you are doing those things, because you know, Pogo City's radio's numbers jumping off the charts. We're now over 80,000 downloads. So, you know, got to give that up for the listeners hooking us up with over 80,000 downloads. Of course, we want to hit 100,000. It's going to be a couple months, probably. Maybe two. Can we do it in two? I think we can do it in two. We're getting over 10,000 downloads this month. So keep on listening. Keep on sharing. Keep on subscribing. Keep on playing. And keep on pogoing to bands like US Chaos and Last Call for Alcohol. Now remember, if you guys go over to PogoCityRadio.com, we got tons of interviews with special guests for you guys. People like Glenn Spikey from US Chaos. So go over there, check that shit out. In the meantime, let's talk about where you won't be with the Wretched Ones. Coming off We Don't Belong to Nobody.
Fuck do you think you're talking? We'll be right back.
All right, remember how I was talking about loving the East Coast? Well, we're right in the middle of an East Coast block, more like an all Jersey block. And let's get with one of my favorite bands right here, talking about Mike Blanks and the Stabs with Knock, Knock, Knock.
Your mama sucks cocks in a bathroom stall.
Mike Blanks and the Stabs coming along, starting them off young. Listen to that fucking slide guitar right there. Listen to that fucking slide guitar. Now, if you guys want to get more of that record, which is a bit on the harder side to find, head right over to Pogo City's YouTube, because you know Andrew Bedlam had to pirate that whole shit and put it up there. So go check out the whole album, because it's fucking amazing. And another amazing band is pretty much the same band with a lovely lady named Renee. And here they are now, Blank 77 with Losing My Brain.
Ah!
See, now, I've been debating for some time in my head if I wanted to do an all-Jersey episode. And then I thought about it. I was like, Andrew, that's the same as every other Pogo City Radio you've ever done. We should just change the name of this show from Pogo City Radio to, like, Jersey City Radio. Not being the place Jersey City, but you get my point here, don't you? Okay. Well, let's stick with the Jersey music, and let's do some Niblick Henbane. And that was Blank 77, by the way, right before that, as if you didn't know. But let's get to Niblick Henbane with American Rock and Roll Freedom. Niblick Henbane on.
All aboard!
Wrong button.
I may have f***ed up here.
All right. Actually, had a chance to meet up with Harpo the other night. That was fun for me. First time I got to meet him. That was a lot of fun. So, you know, I'm just going to keep on playing some more Jersey fucking music because it's all awesome and some of it comes off the Pogo Attack, and to me, like, the Pogo Attack is like the greatest record of all time. You know, like the combo, like, we are stronger united than as one. You know, Pogo Attack, best record of all time. That's what it is. None of the individual bands or anything like that. Compilation, the Pogo Attack. And that's the record, as you know, if you listen to this show. that got me into punk rock for real. You know what I mean? Got me into awesome bands like the Bristles. And we're going to get to a twofer from them, both coming off the Pogo Attack. Here's Bomb Tonight, followed by Another Fight. The Bristles on Pogo City Radio. This shit should keep right on spinning with the Bristles. Another Fight. Bristles on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Now, I remember the last time we did a Jersey Block. Right as I did it, I was like, ah, shit. You know what? I should have played the fucking Oi Scouts. Why didn't I play the Oi Scouts? I guess I'll have to play them right now. Boots for the Beatdown.
brakes blown out tonight. Dead modified, there may be a fight. Both clothes that look black, say there's nothing in the A reaction. Wump it up down.
Oi, oi, oi.
Wump it up down.
The Oi Scouts on Pogo City Radio. All right, now we're going to get to a more of a local band. And you can catch these guys at Mother's and the Alternative Gallery quite frequently in other places, I imagine. Here's Anti-Citizen with Bricks, Not Ballots.
I am rock and roll.
Red, blue, gets by the throat, and after an endomania vote is the big bed loose, repeated in power, the witches watch from the ivory tower. Bricks, not ballots, bricks, not ballots, as the lump in your throat got you fearful and callous. Bricks, not ballots, bricks, not ballots, the solid, your voice, power, a challenge. Democracy applies to those who scheme, they promise to restore your man's dream. Some are not equal that you wish you had a voice. Bricks, not ballots, bricks, not ballots, as the lump in your throat got you fearful and callous. Bricks, not ballots, bricks, not ballots, the stolen device, power, a challenge.
That was Anti-Citizen on
Pogo City Radio.
Now, I'm pretty sure, I don't know, we're always trying to get Anti-Citizen on shows, and the schedules just never seem to line up. But I think maybe they did something that we did. I don't fucking remember. But that was Anti-Citizen right there. And you guys can catch them all over the area in New Jersey. That's what they are. They're a Jersey band because, you know, this is a Jersey block, because Andrew only actually listens to music from New Jersey. So, all right. But let's see. Who should we get to next? We're going to go 18 blocks down the road from Pogo HQ, cross over the Delaware River, and head into Pyburg with them bastards in the Parasitics, them good old days.
Drinking away stress of today, washing away cares of today, raising our bottles, making them clean, groups of friends, that was our gang. Take it back to the good old days, where we used to be. Take it back to the good old days,
where we need to be. Life was in barbaric girls. Message was clear from the whole world. No one but love got along. Rocks and skins united and strong. Take it back to the good old days where we used to be. Take it back to the good old days where we need to be. Go! Drinking away stress of today, washing away cares of today, raising our bottles, making them clean, closing a friend that was our gang. Take it back to the good old days. 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 Take me 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 back to the good old days.
Now, how do we find so much good music coming out of such a small state? That was the Parasitics coming out of Jersey with Good Old Days. You guys can find that track on the Getting Blasted split 12-inch with Blank 77. All right, now sticking with our Jersey theme, although we haven't only played music from New Jersey on here, we just seem to be playing a shitload of it. We're going to get to a Pogo City, Jersey.
Wild card, bitches!
What's up?
All right, now, I was talking a lot about hair bands lately, so why don't we get and make our wild card some Skid Row. And Skid Row, of course, coming out of Toms River, New Jersey, so South Jersey. Pretty sure everything we've played so far has pretty much been from the North Jersey side of things. But we're going to get to Skid Row. And in the last episode, I was talking about how the first CD I ever owned was the single for the Slave to the Grind album. So I'm going to see if I can find the track Riot Act that was on there. Here it is. Yeah, coming off the Slave to the Grind full length. Here's Skid Row and this episode's
Wild Card Bitches!
What's here?
With Riot Act.
Shit, you bore me to death, so shut up for God's sake. Stop
Skid Row on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Got to remind you guys to head over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
And now, yeah. Go over there. Check some shit out. If anybody wants to write on a punk blog, right? If you guys want to write on a punk blog in any way, shape, or form, hit up good old Andrew Bedlam, all right? And you guys can find me on Facebook at Andrew Bedlam. I think you can find me on Twitter, but don't do that. I don't go on fucking Twitter. And if I do, it's for the New York fucking football Giants. But yeah, you guys can hit me on Facebook at Andrew Bedlam. Hit the show up on Facebook at Pogo City Radio. All that stuff. Leave us a comment. Give us a follow. Like, subscribe. Let's stick with Jersey and stick with the heavier side. Do a little bit of Blind Society. Also from South Jersey, I'm pretty sure, like Skid Row. Here's Blind Society with Nuclear Warfare. Blind Society on Pogo City Radio. Okay, well, I hope you guys had fun. Going to be wrapping up the latest episode of
Pogo City Radio.
Thanks for tuning in. Remember, guys, go over to the site, check out the archives, the old episodes, tell your fucking friends, hit us up, send us your demos, get involved. You know what I mean? Make it all worthwhile. You know what I mean? Let's up the punks, you know? Let's up the punks. Doesn't get much more cliche than that, but it's true. So fucking do it. Get out there, start shows, put out albums, start bands, and listen to Pogo City motherfucking radio. We're going to close up this show with the Bouncing Souls and Hopeless Romantic. Thanks for tuning in.
Rose City Radio.